The second healing miracle in this week's gospel lesson is an example of faith, of knowing that we are saved by God's love and not our own works, and humility in prayer. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." To begin, the centurion was not Jewish, but was part of the Roman army. Yet he believed that Jesus could, by his voice only, cure his paralyzed servant. This officer had great compassion for the servant, which is a sign of a good leader. He also knew that Jesus was more than a mere man, someone who is indeed the Son of God. Like the centurion, we are not worthy to ask Jesus to enter our houses. After all, he is holy. We are by nature sinful and unclean. But our Lord is willing to come to us, to heal us, to give us life where there was once death. This is God's grace, his undeserved love in action. We pray, boldly trusting in God's love, that he will do that which is best for us, that he will answer our prayers according to his good and gracious will. Even if the answer is no, or not yet, we know that he holds us in his loving arms and gives us his rich and abundant blessing. May our Lord open our hearts to him, that we may call upon him in prayer. Amen.